You're listening to a feed of the Bugcast. Today is November the 12th. Oh yes, it's Napod Pomo again. It's Napod Pomo again. It is November the 12th, Friday, in fact. So 12 days into Napod Pomo and still kicking strong. It's approximately 2 hours earlier than I have done the shows up to this point. So hopefully I will sound a little bit more lucid than I have been up to now. So how are you all? I hope you had a fantastic Thursday. I certainly did. It was a really, really good day at work today. I'm quite chuffed at what I achieved. Ooh, excuse me, which is always a good thing. Right. Okay, now, I did promise that today I was going to have a little chat about where I get music from to play where I get the music from to play on the podcast and these shows as well. We're going to do that in a second. First of all, the bed music you've heard before. Derek K. Miller, Cold Cloth and an Ice Pack. Penmachine.com for Derek K. Miller. As always, links will be in the show notes. Now I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to play the track first or whether I'm going to talk about the music sources first. Nope, music sources it is. Okie dokie. On the podcast, we use three primary music sources. And these are almost like catalogue sites. Sites where you go and browse the music that is available on there. And you choose which ones you want to download. In all three of these cases, this music has been pre-cleared for use on podcasts. And in two out of the three, you, dear listener, can go and get the music for yourself. I'm going to start with the one that probably yields the lowest amount of music, but probably the best quality, and that is Aerial Publicity. Now, I mentioned Aerial Publicity before, I think yesterday or the day before when I spoke about Ariel Hyatt having liked one of the previous shows. Now, Aerial Publicity are literally that. They are a publicity and promotions company. And what they do is they offer packages for musicians and bands in order to promote their work. Now, it is a paid service, and from what I can see, and from the people that we've played on these shows for music we've taken from Aerial Publicity, it really does do a good job. Not necessarily in everybody's price bracket, but aerialpublicity.com is the website for them, the actual website themselves. No, see, even doing it earlier in the day, I still struggle. Aerialpublicity.com is the website to have a look to see what they can do, what they can offer, and how much they charge for it. But the section of the service that I use is called Cyber PR. Now, that's not publicly available. But the links that I post on the show notes to aerialpublicity.net, I'm trying to see because I've never actually gone there myself. Aerialpublicity.net. I'm not sure whether it's a site that anybody can go to. No, it's not. It's demanding a login. So, yeah, the actual ability to download tracks from there is limited to those people who are registered with Cyber PR as a resource, which we at the Bugcast are, which is good news. So, yes, Aerial Publicity, fantastic resource, really good quality music, some fantastic stuff we've got from there. Not all of it my cup of tea, but the ones that we have got have been of exceptionally good quality. So definitely a one to look at. I'll post links in the show notes for all of these services. I haven't been posting the source links for the music that we've been playing on these shows. However, for the Bugcast, the main show, I do put source links on every single track we play so that people know where we get it from, and also where you can go to get the tracks yourself. The next music source is Jamendo. Now, Jamendo is next in line in quality. Fantastic quality stuff in there. Now, everything on Jamendo is Creative Commons, which means that at the very minimum, you can pick the tracks up and play them freely. Okay, these artists are giving their stuff away free. Now, some of the licenses against these tracks are slightly restrictive as to what you can do with them. There's nothing stopping you going on there, downloading shed loads of albums and listening to them yourself. That's fantastic. Most of the artists and the license types allow you to give that music to other people, usually for no fee. But depending on the license, have a look at creativecommons.net, I believe the website. It might be creativecommons.com for details of what Creative Commons is all about. But it provides a licensing mechanism for artists to protect their music as much as they want to. The least restrictive of the Creative Commons license allows you to pick up the music, modify it, remix it, and sell it on. So essentially making money off of the generosity of the artists. Now, not a lot of artists will actually allow you to do that. The most common type of license, I would have said, is the attribution, by attribution, share alike, which means you can take the music on, you can make changes to it, you can pass it on, but you must give credit to the original artist. And you must also, under the share alike section, you must also release the derived work, the what you've changed it to, under the same license terms as you got it in the first place. And that way, your work is created as much as the original artist is. Anyway, back to Jamendo. Jamendo has a huge catalogue, tens of thousands of albums, hundreds of thousands of tracks of very good quality music. Now, of late, we've been taking a lot of music from Jamendo because there is so much to choose from. And I would probably say that I would get the bulk of the music that we actually play from Jamendo. And the way we'll do it is Aerial Publicity is the place I'll go to first to see, okay, what have they got for me now? And I'll pick a couple of tracks from that. Then I'll go to Jamendo and then pad that out with additional tracks. And it's only then, if I get stuck or bored, that I'll go to the next music source, which I'll talk to you about in a minute. But yeah, Jamendo.com, have a listen. There's some fantastic stuff on there. And they have Jamendo Radio, which allows you to listen to a stream of specifically rock tracks or pop or lounge or metal or loads of other stuff that's on there. And the third one that we use predominantly is, it used to be called the PodSafe Music Network, and in fact was the music source that I started with for many, many weeks. I took tracks from Musical.ly and nowhere else. Now, there is a lot of stuff available on Musical.ly, and there's new stuff arriving on there every single day. But I think in terms of music quality, they are by far and away the lowest consistent quality of music. So, what's their website? They're called Musical.ly now. Mevio's Musical.ly. And they're available at musical.ly.com. So links to all of those will be in the show notes, as I said. There are many other sources, loads and loads, more than I can ever mention, of places where you can get music from for use in podcasting. If you want to know more about that, then by all means drop me an email and I'll dig out some more links for you. Just excuse me a moment, I need to cough. Ah, that's much better. Right. Sorry about that. Oh, dear. Right. Okay. I think I have waffled enough. And I think we're going to go and play our track for the day. Now, I know what I like music-wise. I like certain types of music. I don't like other types of music. One of the types I don't usually go for is your hardcore dance, trance, rave style of music. But I found this track, and it was on Musical.ly, in fact, Mevio's Musical.ly, and it is a rave track. And it's by a group called Trash Fashion, who are based in the UK. And I heard this. The only reason I started the track is because it had my name in it. I thought, oh, there's a track with my name in it. What does it sound like? And then it started, and I thought, you know, this isn't what I expected. This is an amazing piece of music. This track, oh dear, is called It's a Rave, Dave.
All right, Dave.
So where is this place anyway?
Well, it's in a secret location. You just gotta ring this number.
Right, and who's gonna be there?
Well, I don't know.
So what's it all about then?
It's a rave day. It's a rave day. It's a rave day. It's a rave day. Just lots of people in a room, spreading love and listening to tunes. It's a rave day.
So what do I have to do then?
Just have a laugh and stand around. Bob your head round up and down. Stomp your feet upon the ground. To the kick drum as it sounds. Throw your hands up in the air and maybe give a little cheer. Go to the bar and get a beer. Go speak to that dude over there.
And then my friend will sort you out, cause that's what raves are all about.
Hey Dave, see that bird over there? She's proper nice. Definitely wants it too. I'm gonna go over there, Dave. What do you reckon, mate? Dave. Dave? Dave? Hey, what's the matter, Dave?
I'm feeling really strange.
Yeah, well, that's because it's a rave day. It's a rave day. It's a rave day, it's a rave day. Just lots of people in a room, spreading love and listening to tunes. It's a rave day.
So what do I have to do then?
Just have a laugh and stand around. Bob your head round up and down. Stomp your feet upon the ground. To the kick drum as it sounds. Throw your hands up in the air and maybe give a little cheer. Go to the bar and get a beer. Go speak to that dude over there.
And then my friend will sort you out, cause that's what raves are all about. La 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 la. Chill out here all night, cause it won't stop until it's light.
Yeah, whatever, Dave. Yeah, whatever, Dave. Yeah, whatever, Dave. You really need to go to bed, cause you're completely off your head. Yeah, whatever, Dave. Yeah, whatever, Dave.
Fantastic stuff. Trash Fashion with It's a Rave, Dave. And you can see why I liked it. You may not have been to that kind of music yourself, but it really is rather fantastic stuff. Spiffing. Right, that's probably it for today. We have had some feedback, in fact, from Jonathan, who is a regular listener to the Bugcast, and he asked a question, the question and the answer of which I will give tonight on the Bugcast episode 135, which is broadcasting live from 9 o'clock tonight at thebugcast.org/live. Please feel free to come along and listen. If you can't listen, then do catch the show later on in the week. In the meantime, hope you have a fantastic Friday, and we'll speak again tomorrow. Ta-da!